I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Governor Bruce Rauner says he would send Illinois National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border if asked by President Trump.
Frankly, the president is the commander-in-chief of our military. Illinois has not been requested to send troops. If we are requested, I believe we'll honor that request.
So far, only border states like Texas agreed to send guardsmen. That comes after President Trump called for a military response to what he calls lawlessness at the border. The Trump administration agreed to pay for the deployment of up to 4,000 National Guard soldiers for the border security mission. In other news, Illinois House Republicans introduced a resolution opposing a progressive income tax. Daisy Contreras has more.
The resolution doesn't carry much weight. It's not legislation, but it is part of a coordinated set of talking points used by Republican Governor Bruce Rauner. No Democrats seem to be actively pushing the change this spring, but House Republican leader Jim Durkin of Western Springs says it's best to try to stop them now.
They are not going to pass a progressive tax without having more money to spend. It's in their DNA. It's in their body. That's how they work. That's how they operate.
J.B. Pritzker, the Democratic candidate for governor, has made the graduated income tax plan part of his campaign, while Rauner calls it a disaster for Illinois residents. A graduated plan taxes different levels of income at different rates. Such a plan would require changing the state constitution, which would ultimately have to be approved by voters. I'm Daisy Contreras.
The Illinois Comptroller is releasing $350 million to public school districts as part of the newly approved education funding overhaul. Democrat Susana Mendoza began processing checks Tuesday. The money is part of the evidence-based funding formula approved by the General Assembly last year. It directs money to the neediest districts first, using state funding to fill gaps where local resources cannot. Mendoza will continue making payments to the state's 850 school districts once more in April and four times in May and June. Schools will get nearly $50 million more from the new funding formula. And Illinois senators advanced a plan requiring public schools to teach a unit on the societal contributions of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people. The Senate Education Committee endorsed the measure 8-2. If enacted, Illinois would become the second state to approve an LGBT-inclusive curriculum. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Carbondale police are investigating a home invasion that happened early this morning. Officers say they were called to the 1900 block of North Illinois Avenue in Carbondale around 3:40 a.m. Witnesses there told them a suspect wearing a ski mask with a gun had forced his way into the home. Police say the suspect made several threats toward the residents and fought with one of them. And during that fight, the gun discharged. No one was shot. The suspect is described as a white man, about 5'8", with slim build. He also got away before police arrived. Officers say anyone with information can call the CPD at 457-3200. New legal and ethical questions surrounding the business practices of Facebook seem to surface daily, but at the same time, a new survey finds most Twitter users don't realize that university researchers and others are collecting and analyzing their tweets in the name of science. Casey Fiesler is author of a study on how tweets are used. Of about 68 million active U.S. Twitter users, Fiesler says 268 were surveyed with an average age of 32.
One of the striking things we found was that the majority of our participants had no idea previously that this was a thing that could happen.
62% of the people surveyed didn't know researchers used their tweets, and 61% thought it would be a breach of ethics. Twitter's privacy policy states public information can be disseminated to a wide range of users. I'm Jennifer Fuller.